Are you sick of rejection and just want a girlfriend? Well, you should keep watching this video because we're going to solve your problems for you.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know the audio from this is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel out on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-like things like me asking you to subscribe or like to the channel, I'd just super appreciate it if you instead applied that to whatever podcast form you're listening to on here.
So today's video is going to be about getting yourself a girlfriend and exactly how to go about that. Now, I've broken this video down into three separate sections in order to make this information a bit more compact and easier to understand for you, the viewer. Part one is going to consist of taking care of yourself. Part two is going to consist of finding potential dates. And part three is going to be about securing and executing a first date. Now, for a lot of people who utilize online dating websites, they do find that they have horrible success simply because they're not using the correct site. So how do you find out how to use the correct online dating website? Well, I suggest that you take our online dating website quiz. This quiz is going to ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience. And at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. If you'd like to take this quiz, you can do so by jumping down into the description down below or by clicking the link that's popping up above my head right here. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't? Again, check out our description down below or click on the link that's popping up above my head right here. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on my list, which is taking care of yourself. Now, this might seem a little bit odd considering that you're trying to go and find somebody else and you're trying to figure out how to interact with somebody else. But honestly, this is the most important step in this entire video. And the first thing I want to talk about is your mental health. Are you actually happy with yourself? Because you need to be in order to continue watching this video. I really do think that in order for you to find success and finding a potential partner, is that you need to be happy with who you are and what you're doing in your life first. And then after that, it'll be way easier for you to find a potential partner. If you're not happy in your life right now and you're trying to find a girlfriend to help fill the void, it's just not going to work out and it's going to be a very rocky road for you. But if you work on yourself and you really make sure that you have a great career path ahead of you and that you're doing simple things like your hygiene is being taken care of and you're making sure that you look sharp with nice clothes and you're even going to the gym because you want to work out and feel good about yourself, then once you feel good about yourself, you're automatically going to become more confident with yourself as well. And then when you go to actually approach and talk to girls, you're going to be a much better version that you are rather than a version of yourself that just simply isn't happy with yourself. I mean, you got to think about this for yourself too. Let's say there were a pair of twin girls who were sitting across from you and you had the choice to date one of them, but one of them was very put together, had a financially stable job, had their own apartment, and they have done themselves up very well. They're wearing a nice dress, their hair is very fresh, everything like that. But her twin sister doesn't have a job, has not done herself up well, is kind of greasy, smells a little bad. Which sister are you going to go for? It's obviously going to be the one who's put herself together better, right? So think about it in that aspect where if you're going to be presenting yourself, which twin would you rather be? Would you be the version of yourself that isn't as appealing or a version of yourself that is way more appealing? And again, I do want to hammer home that it is really important that you are genuinely happy with who you are in life and where you are going in life before you continue this video. Otherwise, it's just not going to be a great path for you. So this is going to move me onto number two on my list. But before I jumped into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help us out with that YouTube algorithm and it pushes our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number two on my list, which is finding potential dates. So when you are looking to find potential dates, there are a few different ways that you can go about it. And the most common nowadays is by joining an online dating website. So there are a ton of online dating websites that are out there. And again, I do suggest you take our online dating website quiz to find out which one is best for you. But I do want to say that there are so many that there's not going to be one specific online dating website that is perfect for everybody. So finding that one that is perfect for you, what you're looking for in a relationship, what you're looking for in the type of person is going to be very important. But honestly, for a lot of people, online dating websites may seem a little bit too rigid for them, and they want to find somebody more in a real life environment. And you can absolutely go about it that way as well. And a good way to go about this is to find social or hobby clubs that have your similar hobbies that you would like to participate in. So if you are a member of Facebook, you are going to find that there are an endless amount of groups on Facebook, and a lot of them are actually hobby groups for people in particular areas as well. So for example, let's say you're into photography, right? There's more than likely a group on Facebook that is photography based that is specifically for your area. So let's say photographers of Rhode Island, for example. All the photographers that are in Rhode Island that are wanting to be social are going to be in this group, and that group will also likely have meetups as well. So if you did go to those meetups, you'd be able to socialize, find new friends, and find potential dates all at the same time. And as an extra bonus, you both share a hobby, so you're going to have a little bit in common already, and you're already going to have something to talk about, so it'll be a lot easier for you to have a conversation with these girls, especially if you are more of a nervous conversationalist. Other than that, it's also not shameful to actually ask your friends or family if they know somebody who is available. A lot of people meet their potential dates this way, and it's a great way for you to find somebody who your friends and family would already approve of. So if you do trust particular friends to find somebody who's good for you, then this might be a really good way for you to go about this. Of course, them having mutual friends with you as well means that it's going to be likely you're going to see them multiple times, and the first few times that you do hang out with them, it will be in a group setting, so it'll be much more relaxed for you, and it won't have to be something where you're consistently having to come up with conversational topics. So to go over those sections again, I want to say that one way you could find potential dates is by going on online dating websites. This is probably the easiest, most accessible way to go about this, and again, I do want to suggest that you take our online dating website quiz if you are looking for the right online dating website for you specifically. You can again find that quiz in the description down below or by clicking on the link that's popping up above my head right here. And the other way you can find potential dates is by joining local groups that are for hobbies, that are for other things that you would be interested in, that have meetups that you can go to, are going to be a great way for you to be able to socialize with people who share your interest and could be potentially single. Again, a great way to find a potential date is through friends and family. So if somebody did tell you about somebody else and you really did trust that initial person, then they could be finding you a great match for you. So before I jump into number 3 on my list, I did want to ask you guys our question of the day. And the question of the day today is, what is it that makes you the most nervous about asking a girl out? Let me know in the comments down below. So let's move on to number 3 on my list, which is about securing and executing a perfect first date. So how exactly do you go about that? Well, firstly, you got to make sure that you've completed steps 1 and steps 2. So you're very mentally happy with yourself and where you are in life. You are at a place where you are self-sustainable and you are taking care of yourself mentally and physically. So once you've gotten to that point, you're then socialized with a few different groups, or you've joined an online dating website, or a friend or family has suggested somebody to you who you would actually like to go out and date. The first things first that I want to put on everybody's minds here is that you have to be able to deal with rejection. Now, I know that's not the first thing you wanted to hear coming out of securing a first date, but it does happen and it happens to everybody. But you have to be sure that you're going to be cool about it, because if you do blow up or you try to guilt her into it, it's just going to make you look like a very bad person, and it's going to label you with that reputation, and you don't want to be labeled with that reputation. But if you do handle it, you tell her, "I completely understand. Sorry if I made it awkward." You tell her things like that, then she'll still like you, but she may suggest you to some of her friends maybe, and that could really work out for you. It's important to note that she doesn't owe you anything. Even if you think that you are both very compatible, women aren't machines you can put coins into and expect a relationship out of it. That's just not how it works. So of course, we want to avoid rejection at all costs. So how exactly would I suggest going about that? well, when you are going to think about talking to this girl and trying to get her to go out on a date with you, the first thing I need to tell you is that the date should be a casual date. You shouldn't be going out in these super expensive excursions or expensive dinners or anything like that, because there's going to be a lot of expectations from that, and it's going to seem way too serious and way too tense. I'd highly suggest that you do something that's very casual, something like, oh, let's say you're in a photography group, right? And you heard about this park that has really nice scenic photo spots that you wanted to go take pictures of. You could ask her if she wanted to go to that park to take scenic photos with you, because you've never been there and it would seem like a fun little event to do. Now, that's something that's a great suggestion because, one, it involves some kind of physical activity where you're walking around and viewing things in the area so that you have something to talk about because you're looking at subjects to talk about, rather than going to like dinner or something where it would be very difficult to come up with topics of conversation outside of food, which you can't really talk about for more than an hour. You can, but it's difficult. But outside of that, another great date suggestion would be something quick and something cheap, something like a coffee date. So that's something where you can meet up with them for like a half hour. It's something very quick. It doesn't take too much time out of their day. You get to chit chat a little bit, become a little bit more familiar with each other, a little bit more comfortable with each other. And it's something where it's a relaxed situation. You're not really stressing anybody out with expectations. Now, notice in both of my suggestions, I didn't straight ask her out on a date. I didn't say, let's go on a date. We should date. Like, those are hard words with labels. And so if you go about it in a way like, oh, we should go do this together and we should do this together, it's going to be much more relaxed and she'll be able to decide for herself if she's really wants to be involved with you or not. And then when you feel very comfortable with her, it's going to be a great way for you to say, hey, I've been having these feelings about you. How have you felt? And you'll feel confident that she is probably feeling the same way if she's gone out on a few different excursions with you. Now, of course, if after the date, everything went well, you haven't asked her out yet, you didn't feel confident enough to do it, at least text her afterwards that you had a great time and you'd like to do that again sometime soon. This will let her know that yes, you are interested, but it'll also let her know that you like her as a person and you want to keep seeing her. It's really important to try and build that mutual bond over time and not try to put labels on things right away, because it can feel like you're trapping them. So let me just one more time go over a list of things that I think are really important to recap in this video. But before I do that, I did want to ask you guys one last time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we really do super duper appreciate it. It really helps push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. So first, you need to be sure that you are mentally happy with yourself and that getting a girlfriend is not a cure for your sadness. She definitely won't be, and it will not work out well for you if you cannot learn to be happy on your own. This is honestly the most important aspect of this video, and it is the step that should be focused on the most. If you find yourself comfortable in your own skin in life, others will recognize that and be attracted to you. Second, becoming more social is the best way to meet potential dates. Girls are not going to magically appear in your life unless you go out and talk to them. Again, a great way to do this is specifically looking for dates to utilize online dating websites, but you can also join local clubs and meetups that interest you. And lastly, just try to be yourself, be relaxed, talk to everyone like you would with your friends, and remember, take rejection gracefully, as it will definitely help you in the long run. I know you guys will want some help finding a perfect online dating website, so I do suggest that you take our online dating website quiz. This quiz is going to ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. You can take your result from the quiz and see if it's on our deals page, which is multiple discounts for multiple different online dating websites. If you guys want to see some more content from us, check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again our question of the day, which was, what makes you the most nervous when trying to ask out a girl? Let me know in the comments down below. With that being said, if you guys could leave us a like and subscribe, super duper appreciate it, and I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!